In November last year, we were mid-table. We'd lost at home to Hayes and Yedding. We were going nowhere, really, to be honest. And since then, we went on 26-game unbeaten run. We won the title, the Conference South title, and now we're in the National League. And won a great cup run. So it's just an absolute dream for Sutton fans at the moment.
Now, when it comes to Sutton, the Cup is obviously where they're best known. We all know that that big FA Cup game, which was in the 80s, I think it was, as Sutton got past Coventry. What about more recently? How's the Cup treated Sutton United up to this point?
Well, we've had a few forays into the first and second round under our manager, Paul Doswell. We had a bit of a bad spell in the 90s and early part of the last decade, but since he's arrived at the club in 2008, we've enjoyed a modest cup success, but we've played Notts County and just had a slightly more exposure by getting to the second round against them.
Now, what about the artificial surface that Sutton United play on? A lot's been made of how that would have been maybe the difference for Sutton. Could have given them the advantage almost against AFC Wimbledon. In the end, it actually turned out that that Sutton went to Wimbledon and got the victory there. But is this surface something of a leveller? Would you say it does maybe help Sutton?
I think it's a good surface for teams that like to play good football. The replay win at Wimbledon was amazing, really, because the pitch was heavy. It was a bit of a quagmire, really. And Sutton thoroughly deserved victory. They dug deep, really played as best they could. And it was a far cry from a home game, because that pitch is like a billiard board. It's just very smooth, and it's a good surface that Sutton have taken advantage of. This season, their home record has been brilliant, but away from home, they've not been so good. So it's just as well we're playing Leeds at home.
Well, the most recent team to visit Sutton was Eastleigh at the weekend, a 1-1 draw. Next, it is, as you say, Leeds United. What's the feeling amongst the Sutton fans to have pulled in, pulled out of the hat Leeds United, to have the Leeds fans coming down to Sutton?
Well, as you can imagine, the game is the talk of the town. You go into any pub at the moment, everybody's talking about Sutton against Leeds. Unfortunately, our capacity these days is 5,000, so it means not so many people will see the game this time around compared to 1970, when 14,000 people packed into Gander Green Lane. Everybody's talking about the Cup. It's really gripping the town. And, of course, the Leeds game is dripping in nostalgia. You know, we took them on in 1970, losing 6-0, but that team was just full of great international players. So it'll be interesting to see how we get on this time round.
And what about the players for Sutton? If there was a name, maybe two, you would say that the Leeds fans need to be looking out for as Sutton's key men, who would you identify?
Well, one name stands out immediately, and that's Rory Deacon. Former Leeds player Ian Baird has called him the magic man of Sutton, and he really is. He scored against Cheltenham in round two, and he scored last week at Wimbledon. He gets the ball at his feet, he runs at defenders, he's a real handful. So I'll be keen to see how he gets on against Leeds on Sunday. But we've got some great players. We've got Craig Eastmond, who played 10 games for Arsenal, including the Champions League appearance. We've also got Nicky Bailey, who played for Middlesbrough and Charlton. So Sutton have got a good mix of experience in there with some new faces that have arrived this season.
Well, Warren, it's been really great to get your thoughts on Sunday's game. Thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
No problem. Thanks for having me.